Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
You all want anything to drink with that?
No, ma'am.
A Coke.
Be up in a minute.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man.
Every time, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for kicks.
Right, 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 and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. Good Thursday afternoon, everybody. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, broadcasting to you 2D. Best of Don and Mike, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3, and you do want to listen at 3. Oh, boy! Brand new prizes. And look, WWE No Mercy prize packs. Ooh, and oh, look, $25 Hooter gift cards. Yeah. Hooters and wrestling. There's nothing more Fairfax than that, right? I can get away with saying that because I'm from Fairfax. Anyway, let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Do you know where Bacardi Limon came from? You know that sound effect? I'd play it for you, but it would ruin this best of segment coming up. It's Don and Mike interviewing Tony the Engineer. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. Hey, you know what? That was really a great talk up, but I forgot to load the bit. So let me put it in. I even hit the button on time and everything. It's Thursday. All right, here we go. It's the best of Don and Mike as they meet Tony the Engineer on 106.7 WJFK.
Tony. Mr. Tony.
That's right.
Our engineer, the brand new chief engineer, who really none of us know.
No.
And I wanted to get the guy on here because I think a big part of our show is that we involve all the people in the radio station, and everybody gets to know everybody that works behind the scenes. Well, this guy's kind of an enigma. He's come in, he's taken the job as chief engineer.
Right. Everybody knows of him, but we don't know him that well.
So we have prepared a quiz. Let's meet Tony.
Let's.
He's the newest employee here at the radio station. Some of these questions we'll hear his answers, and there are other questions that we'll be able to guess on his answers.
Okay.
As we get ready to meet Tony.
Very good.
Now, we've already heard his business name, but let's hear that one more time. A quick reset.
Thank you so much, Don. We're going to play Let's Meet Tony. It's Tony the Engineer. Tony, enter and sign in, please, with your name and official title.
Tony Diggs, Managing Engineer.
All right, here's the first question we can guess on, if you like, on Let's Meet Tony.
Should we keep score?
What?
Should we keep score?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What the hell? How long have you been in the radio business? I'm going to guess he's been in the radio business 20 years. You can say 20.
He's been 25 years.
Buzz?
I'm going to say less than a year.
Okay, let's find out.
Buzz.
Tony, how long have you been in radio?
How long have you been in the radio business?
26 years.
I win.
Mike wins.
26 years.
Yeah.
Mike wins again.
And incidentally, I am 2-0 now.
That's right.
Because
I got the first one.
That's right.
How long has he worked at WJFK? My first guess, I don't think about it, I'll say 4 months.
I'll say a year. I'll say 3 months.
Tony, how long have you been here at WJFK?
5.5 months.
Wow.
Now, do I get that one?
Yeah, well, you're closest.
Closest, okay. All right. Have you ever served in the United States Armed Forces? My guess is no.
I will say yes. I'll say no.
Have you ever served in the United States Armed Forces?
Yes.
Thank you.
How big loser I am.
Thank you very much. Mike is
said
killing
like Yoda.
Us.
If so, in what capacity? I'm going to guess a chef.
I'm going to say
a cook.
Well, do we mean what branch?
Yeah, Rob, what do you mean? Do you mean what he did or?
I intended it as what branch.
What
all
branch?
Right, all right. And did he answer it as such?
Yeah, and that's how he answered.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, then I'm going to say the basic Army.
I'm going to say Navy. I say Navy SEAL.
Buzz. If so, which is yes, in what capacity?
Air Force, Air Sea Rescue.
Ah, we're all wrong on that one.
That's part
hey,
of
that's heavy duty, Air Sea Rescue. That's heavy duty stuff.
I was close. That's part of the fun of Let's Meet Tony now.
So really, potential, I just want to mention this, Tony, potential hero.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you also the reason that we're fascinated by this guy, unlike the other slugs that work here. The thing is that this guy's come in, and he took this office, the engineer's office, which was just a garbage pail.
Yeah. I got to see this office. You've seen it, right?
Yeah. It's what he's done is he's on his own.
Right.
He's painted the walls. Mm-hmm. He's put carpeting in. He's put art in. He has flat screen TVs.
Cool.
He has aroma-scented candles.
I'll try to see it soon, but there's just not enough time.
And he's constantly listening to jazz music,
uh-huh,
which drives me nuts. He's working in our radio station listening to jazz. Okay, does Tony have any children? I think yes.
Yeah, I think yes.
I'll say yes.
Do you have any children?
Yes, a daughter.
One daughter.
There we
How
go.
Old?
She is 26 and in the Navy.
26 and
very
in the
good.
Navy.
Everybody wow.
Now, here we go. What is your favorite TV show? Who the hell's going to get this? What is your
Ooh,
favorite
oh,
TV show?
That is tough.
I'm going to say either Kill Whitey.
Oh, no.
Or 2.5 Men.
Oh, man, this is hard.
But boy, you got an answer while Mike's thinking?
I would say According to Jim.
Mike.
That's America's favorite show.
Mike.
Man, I'm going to say 60 Minutes.
Can I change mine to King of Queens?
Yes, you can.
Never mind.
What is your favorite television show?
The West Wing.
West Wing.
Yeah, any reason?
The plots, usually there's multiple plots, and I get amused at how they manage to step on themselves in politics.
Nobody would have guessed that.
No.
I'm close enough, and I didn't say sitcom, no, mine was news. No, I don't get credit for
either
that.
Either you get them or you don't.
You're already winning by a landslide.
I know I am. What is your favorite movie? I believe I have the answer.
All right.
Jenna Jameson Virtual Sex.
No, that's your favorite movie.
The DVD. His favorite movie, Tony's. Someone else go first here. I'm tired of going first.
I'm
going
to say Patton. I'll say Jaws.
I'm going to say Love Story.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, you got to play the game right.
What is your favorite movie?
Thomas Crown Affair.
Mm. The first one with Steve McQueen or the recent remake with Pierce Brosnan?
The remake.
Really? Very nice.
The remake.
Wow.
Right?
Surprise. He's still an enigma, you know that,
yeah,
even with
is.
The answers.
Tony the Engineer, what is your preferred style of music?
Well, that's, we all know the answer.
Yeah. Jazz.
Jazz.
And
jazz.
Jazz.
What is your preferred style of music?
Jazz.
Jazz, right? Because that's all he listens to all the time in his office.
Point for everybody.
Who is Tony's favorite musical artist?
Ooh.
His favorite musical artist. I'm going to have to... Gosh, who's his favorite? Buzz, you got one?
I'll say Wynton Marsalis. I will say Miles Davis.
And, God damn, that's hard. All right, I'm going to say Kelly Osbourne. Here we go.
And your favorite musical artist?
Joe Sample.
Ah.
Joe Sample is...
I don't know. All None right. of us know.
All right, who is Tony's favorite sports team? Favorite sports team?
I'll say the Redskins.
I'll say the Redskins. That's a safe bet.
I'll say the Cowboys. I don't know why.
Hmm.
What is your favorite sports team?
I hate to admit this, but I very rarely follow sports, but in this case, the Redskins.
Oh. Note that he said that with a question mark.
Thought I had that when he
now,
said it very
rarely.
Now, I have a
question for you. Uh-huh. I don't believe that you were playing the game seriously. I think you...
No, on that one I was.
You were? And
I
are
was.
You going to continue with the rest of the game? You give your comedy answer, but
story?
Then I will accept your real answer after that. Because you are behind them.
Like
and
the
this
movie,
is a,
I had no
this
freaking
is a competition.
Idea.
This is like when you hit those tennis balls over the fence
I
on
have
purpose.
No, I have no idea what his favorite movie is.
I like Mike's suggestion. Play it like Hollywood Square.
Yeah.
Funny answer. Then, you're
then give us
answer.
Your real answer.
Right. All right. What is your favorite kind of food? Meaning, Tony, what is... Okay, do you want...
I have an answer. Italian.
Collard greens. Fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And watermelon.
All right, now give your serious answer. That is your...
Stop it! That is my serious... Okay. Barbecue.
All right, I'm going to say Italian.
I'll say Italian also, actually.
Barbecue is my real answer.
What is your favorite kind of food?
Creole.
Good answer.
Damn it.
Tony the engineer, what is his preferred adult beverage? Now, Robbie, could we say either beer or wine or mixed drink?
I was looking for a particular brand, and he answered with a brand.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Harder. Oh, man.
But I'll be flexible.
Is it a beer?
It is not.
It is not a beer.
Is it an alcoholic beverage?
It is.
All right,
I'm going to say, Jesus Christ, Jim Beam.
I'm going to say Jack Daniels.
I'll say Absolut.
What is your favorite adult beverage?
Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi Lemon.
Man, he is an enigma. Bacardi Limon. And I know you're wondering, is there more? Yes, there is. Now we're getting into some of the better questions.
Very good.
Those were setup questions.
Mike leads with 6 correct answers. Don has 4, and I have 2.
We've asked him 13 questions.
Buzz, I always tell you, you should get to know the people that work here.
Obviously.
Does Tony ever listen to WJFK in his office? I say yes.
Yes.
Because sometimes he would have to.
Yes. I say yes.
I say no.
What? Do you ever listen to WJFK in your office?
Yes, occasionally.
That's funny. There's a guy who's really, really around a lot, a team guy. Now we heard already his favorite radio station, right?
Mm-hmm. So he has no favorite station.
He has no favorite station.
Right.
Now, here's one. What is your favorite program carried by WJFK?
All right.
Now he knows he's being interviewed by Rob, who he knows works on our show.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to predict that he says that piece of garbage, fake newsman, Bill O'Reilly is his favorite show.
I will say Pat Goss.
That's a car show.
I was going to say the wedding show, but I'll say the Don and Mike show.
Okay.
What is your favorite program carried by WJFK? The truth, please.
Oh, boy. Okay, guys, when you hear this one, try not to laugh too hard. Actually, it is Don and Mike.
All right. So, hey. I guess the answer to number 17, do you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
Yes, I do on occasion.
I do on occasion. I like Tony more and more.
Yeah.
This is serving to really make me like the guy.
He's honest, yeah.
And this is one that we can't bet on. We just asked Tony, what are your thoughts on Wendell Hall? Now, Wendell is our engineer for our show, and he was in here earlier today getting the naked ladies.
It's an essay question.
So we asked Tony. He's known Wendell a while. Any thoughts? What do you think on our friend Wendell Hall, our engineer?
Uh-huh. Any closing thoughts regarding working with a good friend of all of ours, Wendell Hall?
I've actually enjoyed that. I knew Wendell from a previous life where we both worked for a different company. He was in Baltimore and I was here. So fortunately, we already had some experience together. And no, I'm actually enjoying and looking forward to a relationship.
Well, I hope you two are very happy together.
Wendell right now is sobbing.
Now he's already answered that one, right? That he
happy birthday to me.
That's a separate question.
Okay,
because now we're getting to the juicy stuff. Still to come.
There's more.
We're going to ask him if he thinks we're nice.
Okay,
good. But the one that we lead into that after the favorites show and all that is. Do you enjoy the Don and Mike show? And I'm going to be very specific and say he's not going to say yes or no. I think he's going to say sometimes.
All right, I'm going to be specific. He's going to say occasionally.
then you and I would both...
On occasion.
We would both get it, because we're going to say he's not going to commit either way.
All right.
Buzz?
I'm going to go with occasionally also.
All right, we all have
so
that.
So none of us have the confidence that this guy who works here is going to say that he enjoys our show. Here we go. Tony the Engineer.
Do you enjoy the Don and Mike Show?
Again, I hate to admit this, but yeah.
Oh,
wow.
See, we don't know Tony. We're learning,
a
though.
A stunning upset. Buzz, we are 19 questions into this.
Mike still leads with 7 correct answers. Don has 5, and I have 3.
Ah, well, it's a horse race.
It's Tony. and some of the questions coming up.
Very good.
Do you think Don is a nice man? Do you think Mike is a nice man?
That, to me, is the whole quiz. Right?
Yeah.
Do you approve of the WJFK bring your pets to work policy? What is your favorite aspect of WJFK? Many agree you now have the coolest office. Yeah. Office. Please describe your decor. Please do assign a letter grade to the current quality of the equipment.
Oh, good. Oh,
if you could change one thing about JFK, what would it be?
I like that.
Wow. Jesus. Meet Tony, Wendell's boss. He's not our boss, but he's the head of engineering here, and he's an enigma. Here's the next question.
Good.
Do you think Don Geronimo is a nice man? Now, keep in mind that my contact with Tony has been limited. Mm-hmm. While he's been working here, I say hi to him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't happy, I know, the day that I was complaining about the equipment, the day that he just stood outside the studio window and was just folding his hands and shaking his head. So I'm going to guess, honestly, he's going to say, no, he does not think I am a nice man. Mike?
I'm going to say absolutely not.
No, you can be honest.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say yes. He thinks you're a nice guy.
I'm definitely going to say yes.
Well, I think he's being honest. I know the answer. The answer is no, I'm not a nice guy. So let's find out.
Right, well,
do you enjoy the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, hold on.
I hate to admit this, but yeah.
All right.
We won't hold it against you.
Let's go right to, does he think I am a nice man? Here we go.
Do you think that Don Geronimo is a nice man?
So far. But it's early yet.
Good answer. Yes, with an asterisk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think Mike O'Mara is a nice man? See, this one I would say yes, because we get, oftentimes you and I get painted good cop, bad cop, and it's okay because I go along with it. I know you do, too. There's no problem.
Right. We all think I'm a pretty nice guy.
And there have been...
How many years you and me been fooling him like that? How many years we've been making him think that out in the hallways, and then that door shuts and you see the real me.
Anyway, I'm going to say yes. Tony, the engineer, does think you are a nice man.
I've given Tony no reason to think I'm not, so I'll say yes.
Buzz?
I'm going to say no.
No.
Buzz, you funny man.
Do you think that Mike O'Mara is a nice man?
Same answer.
Good.
Yes with an asterisk.
Yes, he hasn't gotten to know me yet. You know, have their problems.
I think I'm nice if you get to know me. I'm kind of shy and put up walls and barriers and stuff. But, yeah, get
I would,
to know me.
And as far as I'm concerned with me, I would say the opposite.
Right, because
if you really get to know me, you'll find out. You know, that's why the whole marriage track record and everything. I was making joke, okay?
Oh, I know you were.
I was being sometimes I'm a little too dry. I don't really feel that way about myself. I'm a nice chick.
I think I'm a hot chick. I'm a hot chick. Now, here's something that we've talked about every once in a while on the show. This place, this radio station. I mean, if you got a kid. And your kid's sick, bring the kid to work.
That's right.
If the teachers have the day off and you can't find someone, mm-hmm. bring the kid to work. And that's fantastic.
And yeah, it's very, very low-key, and we all like that.
What's great is that policy has now been extended to animals.
And we're not all that down with that.
On any given day, you can come into the station, go up to the office, open the door, and the next thing you know, really, a dog is scratching and sniffing at your crotch. And, you know, you don't want to be mean to the dog. And say, come on, get out of here. But there's more than one dog that's here. So we asked, and I mean, really, the kind that walk on four legs.
Hey.
We asked Tony, do you approve of the WJFK bring your pets to work policy? I'm going to say, as an engineer, he's going to say no, because pets and pet hair and pet poop mean nothing but bad stuff for equipment. I say no.
And I'm going to say he'll say yes, because he's being diplomatic and he's new.
I'm going to say he'll say no.
Okay, so does he approve? Let's find out.
Do you approve of the WJFK it's okay to bring your pets to work policy?
Well, I seem to have inherited a dog, so I guess it's okay.
Wow.
So the dog lives in your office, basically?
At least daily he comes by to visit.
So I guess you approve.
It's okay. He's a good dog.
That's a yes.
There you go. That's
right.
A yes.
Both wrong. Buzz, you're catching up.
No, Buzz. No, I said no.
Buzz
I said
wrong.
No.
Sorry
yeah, about that. What you meant to say was, Mike, you're expanding your lead.
I'm sorry. That's right. That's what I meant to say, Mike.
You must have forgotten that.
You know what I haven't forgotten?
What?
Your divorce.
Oh, that's so mean.
I'm sorry. You leave me with nothing to...
I know.
No, you leave me with nothing
know.
To...
You're more than welcome.
That's the only wound you have.
I understand.
Your way. God. Well, don't worry. I mean, I was once.
No, you were.
I was once.
Oh, that's funny.
What is your favorite aspect of the mighty WJFK?
That's a tough one.
Now, he's not going to say the camaraderie, because there is none. He's not going to say the unbridled station enthusiasm, because there is none. He's not going to say the fun atmosphere, because there is none.
Yes, he is. I think he is. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to say he's going to think it's fun.
I'm going to say he just says it's the people.
Well, wait, now, what's your favorite
aspect? What is your favorite aspect of the mighty WJFK? I'm going to say his generic answer would be, the people.
Mm-hmm. I'll say the fun. I'll say the variety of people.
All right.
What is your favorite aspect of the mighty WJFK?
Oh, now see, now you're going to make me get philosophical.
That's right.
I guess the diversity. We cover so many things on the station, not just humor, but seriousness, as well as entertainment, as well as informational. That appeals to me.
You like the infomercials?
All right. You're getting me in trouble.
The infomercials.
I think Buzz has to get the nod with diversity.
Yeah, I agree.
Think so. Yeah.
Now, this is one we cannot vote on. We simply ask him the question. We've described this, and we posed it like this. Many are agree that you have the coolest office at WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Please decide. Please to describe the decor of your office.
Very good.
Many agree that you have the coolest office at WJFK. Can you please describe the decor?
Oh. trying to rescue would be a better description of it. Soothing, I guess, is the best way to put it. It's one blue wall, and it's just an idea to be able to soothe the savage beast, because occasionally around here it gets a little hectic.
You have the... Is that Marantz? It's a limited edition?
It is indeed. It's a Marantz unit called the Arch. It's a limited edition. It's not built anymore. 6 CD changer, and of course, I listen to, okay, don't tell anybody, jazz on that, which is when I'm not listening to the station.
I've never heard him listen to the station.
The station looks, I mean, your office looks lovely while you leave Wendell down in the shop living in squalor, right?
That's why it's called managing engineer.
Please do be assigning a letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F, to the current overall quality of the equipment at WJFK.
I know the answer to this.
I'm going to say that he's going to say C.
Yep.
Average.
And you're because you great minds think alike. He's going to say C because he can't say F because that would be too negative. But he can't say A or B because then he's not keeping things going. No. But I'm saying also that he's the engineer, so he's keeping things running.
But this is a crappy place with crappy.
Well, if he was honest, he would be giving it an F, which is
since he's asked about the maintenance and the equipment and not the maintenance. I'm going to say he'll give the equipment a D.
Okay, here we go. The letter grade to the overall quality. Here we go.
Please assign a letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F, to the current overall quality of the equipment at WJFK. This is an engineer's perspective.
Now you're going to try to get me fired, right?
No.
For the most part, C or less. The facility is very dated. We hope to get budget money this year to do some updating. We have gotten some new stuff over the last couple of 3 months.
Really?
But generally speaking, we need to do some upgrading.
No, so your letter grade is a C?
Yes.
C.
Or less. My wife's
name. That's a winner for us, Mike.
Yeah, but C is what he confirmed there, Buzz.
So
C or less.
No, Buzz.
No, Buzz. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Buzz was really hoping. You were hoping to time me on that one.
I'm going to get a bonus.
You?
Come on, throw me a bone.
Here you go. If you could change one thing about WJFK, what would it be?
And I think we can both agree. Alan Lime won.
Yeah. Everything. I mean, how can you pick one thing? I'd say if he's a new guy coming in, if you could change one thing, it would be probably the layout of the station. that the station is... It looks like Helen Keller came in and decided...
Designed
put
it,
a yeah. desk here, put a microphone here.
Put a wall here. All right. And I was joking with the Alan Limewell. My serious answer would be, if he could change one thing, Tim McWilliams.
Tim McWilliams. And Buzz.
I'll say the budget.
If you could change one thing about WJFK, what would it be?
Oh, boy. Just one thing?
Tony?
Again, the equipment so we can have more reliable and be able to offer a better performance.
All right, the equipment.
Very good.
Mm. All right, we're coming towards the end here now. We asked him, Robin Williams or Steve Martin?
Did you really?
We did. And I don't know the answer, I swear to Christ.
Okay.
I'm going to say he's a Robin Williams guy.
Robin Williams, absolutely.
I'll say Steve Martin.
Who do you prefer, Robin Williams or Steve Martin?
Robin Williams.
Oh.
Bingo.
There you go, Mike. All right.
I knew it.
But, you know, I mean, that's not fair because that's what 90% of people...
Well, no, it's like an IQ test with me. It's an IQ test.
Yeah.
How about this one? Ginger or Marianne?
Ah, good question.
Absolutely Ginger.
Marianne.
Buzz?
I'm going to say Marianne.
Thinking of Gilligan's Island, are you a Ginger or a Marianne guy?
Can I have both? If not, yeah. I guess Ginger.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh,
I want the record. It's like he closed his eyes and thought real hard.
That's yeah. right. That's right, Tony. Do you think President Bush will succeed in landing a ship on Mars?
Well, is that a manned ship or a...
That's simply the
he's
question.
He's already succeeded.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's a man. Yeah, the president's talking about a manned flight tomorrow.
Because right now we just have a Radio Shack toy up there.
Yeah,
right.
Just have a Radio Shack with not even a monkey in it.
All right, so will we send somebody a ship to Mars? I think he'll say, will we succeed? I think he will say, will the Bush administration? The Bush administration? Mm. No.
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 No. All right, no. Here we go. Oh, hold on. Cut. 29er. Here we go.
Do you think that the Bush administration will succeed in landing a ship on Mars?
Yeah, it will be his great-grandson named Bush.
And did you see, so answer to that actually, no.
All right. That was no. And then the final question, did you see the Paris Hilton video?
Yes. Yes, he's an engineer. All the engineers have that internet stuff.
I'm going to say yes.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Did you see the Paris Hilton video?
No, actually I haven't.
Oh, we're all wrong. Wow. Killer. All right, Buzz, before we hear his parting thoughts, there were between 29 and 30 questions. Who did the best? Who knows our engineer the best?
Mike still leads with 14 answers. Don had 11 correct answers, and I had 7.
Yeah.
You know, as Tony would probably tell you, I know him better than anybody else here.
Because you're the nice guy.
Well, you've talked to him. You've spent the most time. You've invested the
absolutely.
Most time.
Mike, let's end this segment.
I'm a people person, but
now that we've met Tony, let's get his parting thoughts. Tony the engineer. Tony?
Any closing thoughts that you'd like to, while you've got the national audience's ear, any closing thoughts you'd like to pass along?
As always, just have a good show, guys.
Thank you for your time, Tony.
Tony's a serious guy.
There you go.
That's his most... You know, I don't think we'll ever get any more out of him.
That's it's Tony.
I feel I know him better.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
When you're a doctor in Vegas, there's nothing wilder than a fight night.
Mike, I'm bleeding.
I'm not a dentist. Rob Lowe, new Dr. Vegas, CBS Friday.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan?
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000 a month, right now from the comfort of your own home,